Welcome to ESL RPG. On this week's episode, it's a special interview and analysis episode. Our players, the teachers, and the non-native English speakers will analyze Icons vs. Dungeons & Dragons based on the games they have played so far. There will also be some discussion about the future of the podcast, and at the end, some news.
All right, now having tried Dungeons & Dragons 5e and Icons, two very different games, let's do a little bit of comparison. First off, which game do you think was easier to play and why, personally?
The second one, the superheroes game, what's it called? Icons. I think that was easier to play because it's more free to what you want to create for your character. You have a superpower, but that superpower can go in many different ways.
Okay, my your turn, I guess.
For me, I think D&D is easier to play because for non-native person like me, it's easy if there is a person that will decide the story. Yeah.
Okay. Ryan. Okay.
Which was easier? In my opinion, Icons, I guess, was easier to play, but that's because I don't have too much experience playing these kinds of role-playing games. I did it a little bit in the past, but it more was like watching. D&D was my intro to it, so I was really new and kind of stumbling and bumbling through it. With Icons, I kind of already had a feel for how you're supposed to go about this kind of gameplay, so it was much more streamlined and easy, but I love them both, regardless.
I know you only played Icons, but which system is easier? Icons or Dungeons & Dragons?
Dungeons is very difficult.
Okay, Dungeons is difficult. Icons, superhero one?
A little easy.
Okay, because?
Because? Dungeons, no situation. I don't understand.
Okay, you don't understand fantasy genre, but superhero genre, okay.
So, yes.
Okay. Okay. Jeffrey, you?
Right, so Icons is simpler. The character sheet for Icons is like one page or two pages at most, while Dungeons & Dragons has three or four pages. So it's much more elaborated. But for me personally, Dungeons & Dragons is easier to get into because I'm more familiar with it, because I've played it earlier.
It's more important to listen to the personal reasons because that will tell you what system is best for you. Meanwhile, again, comparing those two systems, which was more fun?
It's difficult to say which one was more fun. With D&D, we are following what the Dungeon Master is saying and following his story. So it's up to the Dungeon Master to decide how fun the story is going to be. Whereas with Icons, the story feels like it's more up to the character. We have to be really creative with it. And that's it for me.
Bye!
For me, both of the games are interesting to play, but I think in the D&D game, I have to think about more fantasy things, so sometimes it's difficult, but I can play it because there is a storyteller.
Okay, Ryan?
Okay. I have a hard time answering that because I really like the kind of fantasy type stories, and both games are fantastical in their own type of way. The Dungeons & Dragons is more high fantasy, more Tolkien-esque, which I really love, but the other one is more of like a superhero type fantasy, more of a modern fantasy, and I like that as well. Maybe not as much as high fantasy, but I'd still say I really love it, and I love role-playing, so I'd say that they're about the same for me. I really enjoy both games about equally.
Okay, so which one is more fun? It's really hard to say. I mean, they're both really fun, but like personally, I do prefer the high fantasy setting compared to the superhero setting. But like the game we played, the Dungeons and Dragon game we played, our DM, we had to connect to him through Skype, which sometimes could be a little bit annoying. I mean, not because of the DM itself, but just the system. It was kind of hard to communicate and to listen and to hear whatever he was saying. So yeah, but you know, still, I think I prefer D&D just because of the setting compared to the superhero. I think if Icons was more a high fantasy setting, that would have been the number one for me. But just because of this setting, it's a close second compared to Dungeons and Dragons.
All right, and last question just for the teachers. Because teachers who use these games in the future will have to think about which is easiest or most useful in the classroom, understanding we've not tried any modules for either of those games yet, just build-it-yourself systems, which game would you recommend for teachers to run? As far as easier to run or more difficult to run or more fun to run.
I feel like Icons is more relatable to everyday life. The way we've done it in our system was we adjusted it to a system that is relatable to our lives. A government system, a societal system, just a social system that we can relate to ourselves. So you can change the world to how you can understand it. Whereas D&D has many different worlds, but there are preset worlds that are set to the D&D system.
Right?
I would say for running it with my students, Icons would be easier by far. Mainly because it takes place more or less in our world just with superheroes, and that's kind of a world that the students are already kind of familiar with you know, DC and Marvel being a really popular thing now. Everybody knows about superheroes and everything, so it'd be really easy to kind of just take that understanding and incorporate it into like a class or whatever. But D&D requires a whole range of knowledge about fantastical things, fantastical elements, fantastical subjects that are hard to explain in English for English speakers. So it'd be even more difficult to explain in English to people who don't really have that great a depth of knowledge of English per se. So I guess for that reason, the reason of understanding and familiarity, Icons is by far easier.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, so I do have some knowledge about Dungeons and Dragons, as I said before. And you know, it's not just about the setting, because you can use the D&D rules for any setting you like. I mean, you could put it in a modern world and just use the rule set for that. And I'm pretty sure you can do the same for Icons. So, I mean, you know, like not considering the setting it's in, I would have to go with Icons because it's just way more simpler than Dungeons and Dragons. So it's much easier to get into. You don't have to really memorize or you know, roll that much. It's just much simpler, and you know, you could use it in a high fantasy setting as you'd like. So yeah, Icons is definitely easier to get into.
And I will say, from actually looking around online for all this stuff, for D&D 5th edition there is a lot of pre-made module content that you have to pay for, unfortunately. You do have to pay for it to get it. There will be a module we will try in the future to see how that works. Unfortunately, on the other side, even though most of the material for Icons is free, there are very few modules, so you have to build a lot of it yourself, which personally for me took at least 3 to 4 weeks of nights and weekends. Little question, again, from an English practice and English teacher's perspective, which system do you feel gave students the most chance to talk and the most useful talking experience?
Well, with our talking experience, Hitomi joined our Idols group with the superheroes.
Icons
group.
Yeah, we should do an Idols
group. Idols
group,
yeah.
If we can have some cute anime girls incorporated into it, it's all the better.
So
we can do an anime girl voice!
nice.
With superheroes, I feel like it's really easy to just incorporate your own creativity into it. Even if you don't have a lot of English practice, you can just make a character that's whatever your skill level is, you can make a character that can incorporate your skill level at English. So just a really basic character will be fine with the icons group. So I feel like icons can really benefit towards that. Whereas D&D, I feel like requires you to know higher level English ability to understand what's going on with your scenery.
Speaking time.
Well, D&D has a lot of listening practice, whereas the icons will have a lot of speaking practice, just creativity, using whatever language you feel like using.
To memorize new vocabulary, I think both of the games are useful, but for to memorize vocabulary which is used in real life, I think it's better to play icon game. But on the other side, I think in Japan, it's not so familiar with superheroes. So sometimes it's difficult to create my own characters type or something. And I think in icon game, I have to speak more to explain the situation or what the character is thinking. So it's difficult, but I think it's kind of useful in real life.
Okay. Ryan, your turn.
I'm not sure. I mean, with icons, I feel icons is more better. Just I'm an English speaker and I'm saying that. I feel like icons would be a little bit better to use for usefulness of English, just because since it takes place mostly in a real world, quote unquote, real world setting, it deals with stuff that people would interact with more each day. Like in icons, we started out in a bank, you know, that very thing, just like that simple setting. It's a bank. That's even that word is very common and useful. Everybody can use it. But with Dungeons and Dragons, it's more like we're starting off in a tavern. You know, that's an awesome word. I love tavern. And basically, we all know what a tavern is, but how often do you actually hear that word in speech? Almost never, except when you're dealing with, like, more fantasy-type settings or even medieval-type settings. So it's more limited in its usage. But I would say with, like, the amount of speaking that you can do, for us who are really capable in English, I'd say that we get enough use out of it. We get a lot of use out of both D&D and icons, but we have a Japanese speaker with us, and you know, we have two actually. What? Why do you matter?
Three, who's asleep?
Yeah, we don't count you. We have a couple Japanese, native Japanese speakers with us, one of whom is, you know, not very bad at English, but her English is much more limited. And even with her limited English, she's much more comfortable engaging with us in icons as opposed to D&D. Because of what she says, D&D is just more complicated, more difficult to understand than icons. So for that reason, I'd say icons is hands down better.
Your turn, he told me. I know you only played in icons.
Yes.
But which game can you speak more? Which game can you get better practice?
Icons, I can understand a little, but Dungeons and Dragons, I don't understand. Practice, icons, reality.
Icons is like real life.
It's closer to reality.
Okay. Jeffrey?
I think both systems have opportunities to speak, but because of the simplicity or the more simplicity of icons, players have more chances to speak rather than Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, but I mean, it would depend mostly on the people's interests, I guess. You know, so if someone is more into high fantasy, maybe they'd be more inclined to speak in Dungeons and Dragons rather than icons. But, you know, if I think if they have no interests or like not as much interests in either, icons would be the easier one, mainly because of the simplicity.
And it thinks. It sounds like our targets for the future. One, try a game with even simpler rules than icons. Two, try different genres, including mystery and science fiction. Probably more modern day genres, if we can. And three, try a little bit with modules when we can get our hand on some modules. I have found some free modules for Call of Cthulhu, so if someone wants to run a Cthulhu game, it's okay if you don't know. Yes, crazy god. God that makes you crazy. Tell you what then, I guess last question just for anybody who knows genres and game systems. What genre or game system would you like to try next?
I'd like an open field genre, kind of D&D style, where we could be out exploring, and it can be more, to make it easier for international people to understand, I'd recommend something that people from many different countries can relate to. For example, farming. We have a couple of farms in the D&D, but we also have big cities, big towns that we relate to that's using language that's not really used in newer modern English. So if we can use something that's related to, like, farms, for example, just farms, we go out into a farm and then we discover something that's going on out there, and then just travel through nature rather than traveling through a city which is influenced by some sort of culture.
Hold on. Skeleton baseball. Oh, we did exactly that.
Skeleton baseball will work. Old-fashioned sports that are done by many different cultures. Things that are experienced by every culture rather than something that's been experienced by one culture, I think would be great as a next theme. Just out in maybe nature.
Okay, something out in nature. Okay. Okay.
Multicultural nature.
Yeah.
It's difficult to decide, but maybe for me, the story, like mystery novels, is easy to play because I think everyone knows some of the books of mystery, so it's easier to think what they are gonna do and what will happen.
There are a few mystery systems out there. Call of Cthulhu can definitely be run as one of them, but one that can be picked up for free, even though, again, you have to make a lot of the resources yourself, is the Gumshoe system. It's kind of a role-playing game system, but a lot based on different clues to find and look for. Sorry for the interruption.
All right, no worries. Okay, I guess the next type of game I'd like to play more, as you already mentioned, is more of a like Cthulhu type game. But I mean, Cthulhu, at least for me, since I'm at least mildly nominally aware of the mythology, Cthulhu isn't really like a good term for it. It's more like a Lovecraftian type ethos, a game with a type of Lovecraftian type of mentality to it. I would really like this whole kind of aspect of, you know, dealing with something that we don't quite understand, having our very sense of sanity being at risk, you know, for our characters as we're playing the game, dealing with entities beyond our comprehension that we could never even hope to understand, you know, ancient gods, this really deep mythology, and frankly, a really scary type of mythology I would really like to play.
And wonderful thing there, by the Chaosium site that, Chaosium, the company that produces the Call of Cthulhu RPG, they have 4 modules available for free download and free play using their system. that is an option if you want to read up and...
Oh, very cool. I like it.
Thanks.
Personally, just because of its popularity internationally, I would like trying one of the several Star Wars games available. There's some games based on the D20 system, same as Dungeons & Dragons, so if you know those rules, it's easier to get in. There's some games based off of the D6 system, same as Craps Dice. And there's a new game system, what's called the Narrative Dice System, that's supposed to be more open-ended and storytelling-based like Icons is. So I would like to try one or two of those if I can get the chance.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he told me.
Hi. Yes.
あんまりゲームシステムは知らないよね。じゃあ、名前でじゃなくて、で、具体的でじゃなくて、ただ、もうちょっとこうなんていうなシステムやりたいとか、それともこういうジャンルやりたいとか、英語で。I want to try more なんとかシステム next か、I want to try なんていうジャンル next。
映画とか本とかで、こういうストーリーの中のキャラクターやりやす
い。うん。とか、それとも、もうちょっとルールが決めてるから、どうすればいいかどうか、もうちょっとわかりやすいか、それとも、ストーリーの方がメインにしてるんだったら、もっと話しやすいか、どっちかとか。
ルールは
?Don't like rule?、
ルールは、
okay. Rule, okay.
I want to know about rule.
Okay.
But, I don't know, so I don't know what should I do.
Okay.
あとは、ファンタジーが、全然、なんか、
I don't know fantasy.
So, 例えば、ムービーの、スーパーヒーローとか。
Okay, superhero.
I watch superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand.
Okay. We might go back. We might continue the icons game, maybe. I know. Jeffrey, what new system or genre would you like to try in the future soon?
I think a horror genre would be interesting, because, you know, it's unlike what we've done before. Like, you know, like high fantasy as the D&D game is more about, heroic stuff, right? You know, and the, icons game is superhero. So horror would be totally different because we as the players would be more helpless against the, DM. So the Dungeon Master, who would be the, I guess, the true horror of the story.
Yeah, I can actually think of two great systems for that. One, like Ryan suggested, Call of Cthulhu. But there's another game I've heard about back in college, Little Fears. You play small children, 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, about that range. And the whole game is based off real life dangers for little kids, but also childhood monsters like the boogeyman or ghosts or things like that. And
it's all in the head.
It's a lot more in the head, yes. And it's definitely a lot more, them kids gonna die.
I think one of the problems with, for example, Dungeons and Dragons, it's a great system, but it was never designed to be for people who are studying the language. You know, because the great thing about Dungeons and Dragons is that people have the freedom to do what they want during the game, you know, barring the Dungeon Master's decisions, I guess. But yeah, I mean, someone who's learning a language is going to be limited in vocabulary, grammar, and, you know, whatnot, which, you know, especially in Japan, where we are, you know, Japanese people are pretty shy, so they don't tend to want to try saying things they're not sure are correct. Like, you know, are correct. So, you know, if we start from that point of view. Maybe a game with more strict rules where things are clearer for the player might be better.
3-5, or we've actually got right here, Pathfinder. Much more strict rules.
Yeah, actually Pathfinder, I started playing a video game recently using that those rules.
Okay.
It's called Pathfinder Kingmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that one, yeah. It's a 2-page character sheet, but a lot more of it is statistics and rules based for the character sheet. You'll notice it gets somewhat more complicated, like a touch AC, flat-footed AC. You have, instead of strength save, dex save, con save, int save, you have fort save, reflex save, will save. That's what Vince keeps talking about all the time. You've got your that for all your skills.
Well, I mean, it makes a lot of sense if you think about saves, like a will save. For example, earlier we had,
charisma or...
Yeah, I mean, earlier we, like, in the game, we opened the door and we saw a bear, like, charging at us. So that's like a save to see who panics and who doesn't panic. Like, if you save, like, if you roll high enough, you don't panic. But, like, any normal person would panic seeing a bear running at them, right? So it's just, like, kind of, you know, like if you save, it's like, okay, it's scary, but you keep a cool head. You can, like, you know, like, oh, a bear's coming at me, but you can still think clearly. So that's kind of those saves.
Yeah, and will, that's like charisma and wisdom together, so you don't have to worry about which one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's things like that. I mean,
if you playing games like this, it's all about dice rolls. You know, it's like, you know, of course you have to use your imagination, but you know, like stuff like that, you roll the dice, and if you save, it's like, okay, it's like the optimal situation for you. Like something bad happens, but you get out of it, and that's what the dice are for.
Jeffrey, if we do that Lost Minds of Phandelver, I humbly request we do 0.5 for the characters, and you let me do that for intelligence character.
Yeah, sure.
I absolutely want to show people how limited a vocabulary they can have conversations with in-game with.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great to me.
Okay. By the way, it's 4 out of, for most people, including magical bonuses, a possible 24.
Yeah, I'll take your word for that. I'm not sure.
The average person is 10 or 11.
Okay.
And the average animal is about 2.
Right, yeah.
So, that's what a 4 is like.
Yeah.
It's maybe a little bit lower than Frankie.
Yeah.
Poor Frankie. We're going to have to bring Frankie back. Okay. Thank you guys for that.
And now for the news. While there has been some new material recorded, particularly for the D&D campaign, the podcast will be taking a short break. Unfortunately, one of the first recordings for the new material, there was a failure in one side of the recording. So, if we have some filler episodes in the meantime, we will upload those. And we will try and re-record that first episode and upload it as soon as possible. Thank you for listening to ESLRPG. This podcast is recorded at MT English School in Toyama, Japan.